Well, the front part of it's the shoulder, and the back part of it is the ham, and the middle part's the mid.
I see. And that, what about the part up on the, near the backbone?
That's the backbone of it. She cooked the backbone of it out.
Right. And what did you, now when you, when, how did you prepare, what did you call, you called it a middling, but when you cut it up, did you ever,
It's bacon, you call it, that's the bacon meat, of course, then.
Okay. And how did you prepare your bacon? Did you salt that?
Yeah, I salt it down. You salt it.
What I was wondering about was, when was there a rind or a skin on the end?
There's skin on them.
You call that skin. And yeah. did you call it when it was sliced? Did you call it bacon when it was sliced?
Yeah.
Or did you call it breakfast bacon or
it's just plain old bacon.
Okay. And then how about the fat part of it, from the underside of the hog?
That's what you make lard out of.
That's beef loin.
Yeah, but now this is from a hog?
Uh-huh.
And you follow what kind of?
Beef lard that you make lard out of.
Beef lard from a
house
of beef in relation to a cow.
Well, that's it's inside. That's off of its guts.
Leaf lard. I see. And that's don't you use some of that meat, though, cut it up and boil it with greens and things?
Yeah, you can use some of that bacon that we call bacon.
I just wonder if you had something you called either fat back or cow belly.
Yeah.
Is that all the same thing?
That's all the same thing.
And the meat, the pork that you grind up and season?
That's sausage.
All right, and the man who cuts meat in town, would you call it? Or when you...
A butcher.
Sure. And if meat is left out too long, you might say it's...
It's full.
Okay. Now, did you make some with the hog's head? You make
fife meat out of that.
Okay, would you tell me how you make that?
Yeah, you just take and cook it and ground it up just like you would a sausage. But you put your seasoning in there, sage and black pepper and red pepper. Just like you would a sausage. You just season them just about like you would a sausage.
Did you tell me all the different kinds of meat that you use in sauce? I mean, the kinds of parts of the hog. You just meat from the face of the hog?
You can use hog liver. You can use hog liver.
Do you use the ears and things like that?
Yeah, ears and
their
head and the rooters and all.
Use the rooter too, huh?
Yeah.
Now, did you ever make anything with liver, a kind of pudding or sausage with liver?
No, I never did make it.
Liver pudding or liver?
No.
I don't care too much about liver.
Well, they didn't make anything with blood either.
No.
Or how about with the kind of meat from the sauce meat mixed with cornmeal? Did you ever make anything like that? Like scrapple?
No, I never did make nothing like that.
And if butter is left out too long and isn't refrigerated, it gets...
Oh, it gets old.
Yeah. Now when it gets... Okay, now that...
You're talking about cow butter.
Yeah.
It ain't good for
2 or 3 days,
okay.
The butter from the...
Cow's not good for 2 or 3 days at a time. I tell you what you can do. You can take and churn butter out. And put it in the refrigerator. I mean, in the deep freeze, you know, they freeze it a long time, people do. But it gets strong in the fridge. But it ain't good.
Now, some people eat butter when it's strong. They like it. I've met people who like strong butter. Now, but when it gets beyond that, after it's strong, it gets...
I don't like it.
Would you call it either spoiled or rancid or... Do you ever hear froey used for...